Hey, my name is Calvin. I am the creator of Simplero, and I'm here to show you what you can do with prices for your products. There's a lot of options, so let's get to it. So first, when you create a product, you're asked for just a basic price. And that is, we're just going to call it my product, and let's say it's $97. So here's the first kind of distinction. Simplero distinguishes between a purchase and a subscription. So a purchase is like a sofa or a car or an information product, something you buy and you own. You may pay it over time in installments, but it's still yours to own, and once you've paid out all your installments, you're done, it's yours. A subscription, on the other hand, is more like paying rent for an apartment. You're paying for a month, you get to stay there for that month. If you want to stay another month, you have to pay for another month. So you're only paying for access for this particular period of time, and then no longer. So let's start with a purchase. And I hear you ask, what about payment plans? How do I do that? Well, all of that stuff you do after you've created the product. So for now, we just need like a base price. If you were to pay it outright, how much would it be? Or if you were to have a subscription for a month, what's kind of the base subscription fee? So if you do a subscription, you're going to see how long is the period, and there's an optional trial period as well. So more advanced stuff happens after we create the product. So let's create it. And then what you do is you go to prices. So let's talk a little bit about this. So the way that prices work in Simplero is that we don't have like discounts or, well, we do, but they're just a separate price. So you can offer as many prices as you want. They can be campaign prices for a specific period. They could be for people who purchase at least 2 or 5 or 10 seats at a time. They can be for people who have a coupon code, people who have a special secret link, people who the first X number of people who sign up get that price. You can do all kinds of things like that. So let's start by changing actually here under order form how many participants they can buy at a time. And let's just set it to 10. Because that means that now you can, on the order form, let's have a look here. On the order form, I'm going to open it in a separate tab. There's a field for how many participants, and then you can add 4 people at the same time if you wanted to. So we can get to that in a minute. Let's go back to prices, and let's try to make an installment plan. So what we do is, so there's the list prices. Those are the prices that are listed on your order form. There are secret prices, which are prices that require people to have a special link in order for them to be able to use that price. So it's a link that Simplero gives you and that you can then give to your customers in an email or some other way. And then when they click that link, they get to buy at that special price. And coupon codes are kind of what it sounds like, but they're again just a separate price. So you say, well, if you have that coupon code, you get access to a price that's $77, or you get access to choose between these 2 different prices using the same coupon code. You can do that too. So let's set up a payment plan. So we add a list price, and we call it, we can, this on the checkout form, we can say pay in 4 easy installments, and this one could be, for internal use, we just call it payment plan. And so that one is going to be, let's say it's going to be 97 divided by 4, so let's say 27, and then 3 additional at 27. So a total of 4 installments of 27, and I don't know what that's going to be, but Simplero will tell us in a minute. And that's it, create the price, and it's here. So prices can be enabled or disabled. When they're disabled, like this one, you can see it's grayed out, and it says disabled. That means no new purchase can be made using this price. So it's not going to show up on the order form, and we're not going to accept any new purchases using this price. Any existing purchase will still be, have this price. So like once the purchase is made, you've made an agreement with your customer for a certain price, and that's what they're still getting. But no new prices can be made, or purchases can be made using that price. When you create a new price, we initially leave it as disabled because you might not be finished with it. You might want to tweak it still. And so we don't want someone to accidentally like purchase at that price in that moment. So only when you're ready, when you've done your price, you can click enable and now it's available. So it's $108 plus tax total for this installment plan, it says here. And then we go to the order form, we'll see you can choose between this price or the pay in 4 easy installments. So let's make a couple of tweaks to this. So first off, this guy up here, let's call it pay in full so that it says something meaningful on the order form. So now we have the choice pay in full or pay in 4 easy installments. The other thing is you notice here that there's a bunch of payment processor options, but not all of them, here are my payment processors, not all of them are able to do automatic charge. So only one of them, in fact, can do an automatic charge, which is Stripe here. The other three don't support auto charge. What is auto charge? Auto charge is the ability for Simplero to say, we need to collect X amount of money now, and we initiate that transaction, we make that happen. Not all payment processors allow us to do that. So, and if they don't, what we'll do is we'll send people a reminder email, but people have to actively go back and click and pay that charge, otherwise it doesn't happen. So so that is the difference. And what you can do is you can say that your payment plan needs to only works with automatic charge. So you click automatic charge here under conditions, save changes. And now what's going to happen is on the order form, if you choose pay in 4 easy installments, all the other options went away and only the one that allows auto charge is available. And you switch back and it changes again. So that is the basics of prices and automatic charge and payment plans and secret prices. And now you have an idea of how that all works. And we're going to move into showing you how to make an early bird special. All right, bye-bye.